Divine Premise. Introduction: the initial premise of a perfect, loving God. Before belief was ever spoken, there was a question, ancient, weighty, and quiet. It asked not who God is, but what love must be if it were to exist perfectly. Religions would later build temples upon this thought, each adding structure to the mystery. But the heart, in its naked honesty, still wonders, if God is perfect and loving, why create it all? What could love desire when it already has everything? And why must that same love allow pain, silence, or loss to exist? These are not questions of rebellion, but of reverence, the kind of questions that only arise from a mind unafraid to seek truth beyond comfort. For every soul who has prayed into the silence and heard no reply, this reflection is an attempt to listen deeper, to hear what love itself might be saying beneath the quiet, the fullness that needed nothing. Perfection, by its nature, lacks nothing. If God is perfect, then God did not need to create. There was no emptiness to fill, no loneliness to heal. Creation, then, cannot be the product of need, only of overflow. Love, when pure, does not seek completion. It is completion expressing itself. And so, existence itself becomes a gift, a radiant act of generosity from the one already whole. Every star, every thought, every heartbeat is not an obligation, but an invitation to participate in the fullness of divine being. If love is to be real, it must allow refusal. God could have made us obedient by nature, but not loving by choice. And so, freedom was given, a sacred risk. The possibility of rebellion was not a design flaw, it was the price of authenticity. A perfect being, confident in its love, dares to let the beloved choose otherwise. Thus, the freedom that once separated us from perfection is the same freedom that allows us to return to it, the distance that teaches longing. After freedom came silence, not abandonment, but reverent distance. Just as the sky does not chase the sea, God allowed creation the space to find its own reflection. The hiddenness of God, so often mistaken for absence, may be the greatest sign of divine trust. For in the absence of overwhelming proof, love must awaken not through fear, but through desire. In the ache of longing, the soul remembers its source. And yet, we ask, if God is love, why suffering? If God is perfect, why imperfection? Perhaps because perfection is not the absence of pain, but the ability to weave meaning through it. A loving God does not prevent every wound, but transforms even the brokenness into revelation. Our joys reveal what love gives. Our sorrows reveal what love endures. Thus, the human heart becomes both mirror and message, reflecting the eternal pulse that gave it life. The premise of a perfect, loving God is not a conclusion. It is the beginning of understanding, a motion, a frequency, a circle ever returning to itself. It begins in divine fullness, flows through freedom and distance, and returns through awakening. We were never created to complete God, but to recognize the completeness from which we came. And perhaps the truest proof of divine love is not that God demands worship, but that God dares to trust us with freedom, knowing how fragile we are, and still calling us worthy of love.